Welcome to Home Lab Highlights, the show that surfaces practical home lab wins and useful self-hosted tools. Today's lead is a celebration of the people behind the software. Nextcloud has launched its inaugural Community Awards program, timed for the project's 10th anniversary. This isn't an industry competition, but a recognition initiative aimed at highlighting the contributors and projects that help the Nextcloud ecosystem grow. The awards will focus on three categories: best non-technical contribution, hidden gem for lesser-known apps, and a playful side quest category for fun, creative projects. Nominations are open now and run through August 9th, with the winners being announced at the Nextcloud Community Conference in Berlin on September 20th. It's a structured way to give back to a community that often works behind the scenes, and the timing with the anniversary makes it feel like a genuine thank you rather than just another marketing campaign. For operators who rely on Nextcloud daily, it's a chance to see the human effort that keeps the platform evolving.
The three award categories are designed to capture different kinds of community effort. The Non-Technical Contribution Award covers things like translations, documentation, forum support, and bug reports, the glue work that makes software usable for everyone. The Hidden Gem is for nominating a unique, niche Nextcloud app that more people should know about, which could surface tools for specific workflows, like inventory management or specialized media handling. And the Side Quest category is specifically for playful, non-enterprise contributions. Think a Nextcloud talkbot for a Dungeons & Dragons night, or a custom theme that turns your interface into a retro terminal. After nominations close on August 9th, a jury will evaluate submissions, with the award ceremony set for the conference in September. The organizers are also accepting self-nominations, encouraging contributors to put their own work forward, which lowers the barrier for quieter community members. This approach acknowledges that not all valuable contributions get shouted about on social media, and it creates space for recognition that might otherwise go unnoticed. One interesting operational detail, the jury includes representatives from Nextcloud's core team, as well as longtime community members, ensuring a balanced perspective. For home lab operators who contribute to Nextcloud in any form, even just filing bug reports, this is a chance to be recognized and to see the broader impact of your work.
One number to know today is 10. That's the cost in euros to register for the Nextcloud Community Conference in Berlin this September, where the Community Awards will be presented. It's a notably accessible fee for a major open source project's flagship event, especially compared to typical tech conference prices that can run into the hundreds or even thousands of dollars. This low cost reflects a commitment to keeping the event open to students, hobbyists, and contributors from all backgrounds, not just corporate attendees with conference budgets. For home lab operators interested in the project's direction and the broader self-hosting ecosystem, it's a rare chance to engage directly with developers and other users for less than the price of a decent lunch. The conference runs September 20th through 22nd, so if you're thinking about attending, that's your window to grab a ticket at that price point. Registration includes access to all sessions, the award ceremony, and community networking events. Remarkable value for 10 euros.
Moving to our feed, we're focusing on a classic community home lab win. A user on Reddit's home lab forum posted about scoring several Dell Optiplex micro PCs, including 7000, 7070, and 7040 models, for free from a corporate IT department clearance. The post, titled "I Made a Huge Score Today," shows a classic home lab win, acquiring solid hardware on a budget, needing only some storage to be put to work. The user mentioned they obtained about 8 units, most with Intel 8th Gen i5 processors and 8 gigabytes of RAM, which are perfectly capable for lightweight services like Pi-hole, Home Assistant, or a small Kubernetes node. This kind of hardware windfall is a reminder that corporate refresh cycles can be a goldmine for home labs, especially when departments are decommissioning perfectly functional machines just to standardize on newer models. The Optiplex micro form factor is particularly attractive because it's compact, power efficient, and has enough horsepower for most self-hosted services without taking up much rack or shelf space. The user estimated the total retail value of the haul at over $2,000, highlighting the potential savings from networking with local IT departments.
The community reaction was a mix of congratulations and envy, with several commenters sharing their own tips for sourcing similar deals through local e-waste programs or business contacts.
One commenter mentioned that their local university IT department has a quarterly surplus sale where they can pick up similar machines for $20 to $50 each, which is still a steal compared to retail. Another shared that they've built relationships with a few IT managers at nearby companies who call them when they're doing a refresh, which has become a reliable source of hardware over the years. The broader lesson here is that these deals exist if you know where to look. Corporate IT departments, schools, and government agencies all cycle through hardware regularly, and much of it ends up in landfills or recycling centers when it could be repurposed. If you're building out a home lab on a budget, it's worth exploring those channels in your area. One user also noted that the 8th-gen i5 in those Optiplex units is still plenty for running multiple containerized services, and the low power draw makes them ideal for always-on deployments. The community experience here shows that patience and networking can turn hardware sourcing from an expensive proposition into a sustainable practice. The post received over 200 upvotes and 50 comments, with the OP later updating that they had already put two of the units into service as a Proxmox cluster.
Beyond this hardware story, the Self-Host Weekly newsletter for July 17th is packed with updates. Publisher Ethan Schally announced new insider perks this week, offering members exclusive free plans or discounts for services like Karakeep for bookmarks, NTFY for notifications, Popra for documents, and WebGazer for uptime monitoring. For $10 a month, insiders gain access to these curated offers, positioned as a way to support the independent publication while getting value back. This model of bundling services aims to create a mutual support network between the newsletter and smaller software projects, which is an interesting approach to sustainability in the self-hosting space. According to the newsletter, the Insider program already has over 1,500 members, and the discounts are negotiated directly with each project to ensure they are sustainable for the developers.
The newsletter also highlights Linus Torvalds' recent, firm stance supporting the use of AI tools in Linux kernel development, specifically addressing community backlash over an agentic code review system called Sashiko. Torvalds made his comments in a mailing list thread, arguing that AI-assisted tools are inevitable and can help with mundane tasks, but he stressed they must remain tools under human control, not autonomous decision makers. This debate touches on a real tension in open source maintenance between scaling review processes and preserving code quality. The kernel's review process handles roughly 10,000 patches per release cycle, and proponents argue that AI-assisted triage could reduce the burden on human maintainers by up to 30%, though initial tests show a false positive rate of about 5% for critical issues. It's a conversation that will likely shape how other major projects approach similar tooling decisions. And for home lab operators running self-hosted services on Linux, understanding this debate matters because it affects the stability and security of the infrastructure you're depending on.
One thing to try this week is a simple command line habit shared in the Self-Host Weekly newsletter. When you're troubleshooting and need to clear the contents of a log file quickly from the terminal, you can use the redirect operator. Instead of using echo or truncate, just type a single greater than sign followed by the file name. So greater than application.log will instantly flush the file to 0 bytes. It's a small trick, but it's faster than opening a file manager or remembering a more complex command, especially when you're in the middle of debugging a service. The newsletter pointed out this is one of those basic Unix operators that sometimes gets overlooked in favor of more verbose commands, but its simplicity is its strength. No options to remember, no extra packages needed, just a direct way to empty a file. Many seasoned sysadmins swear by this trick, and it's a staple in their daily workflow for quickly resetting log files during incident response.
This is particularly useful when you've got a verbose log that's filling up your disk during an error loop, and you just need to stop the bleeding to see new messages. The catch, of course, is that you're destroying the old data, so make sure you don't need it first. But for a quick reset on a development or test system, it's a handy operator to keep in your back pocket. One extra detail, if you need to preserve the existing log for analysis before clearing it, you can combine this with a copy command, something like cp application.log application.log.back and greater than application.log, which gives you a snapshot before the reset.
It's these little workflow optimizations that can save minutes of frustration when you're deep in a troubleshooting session. And they reinforce the value of mastering basic shell operations over reaching for GUI tools every time. Once you start using this pattern, you'll find yourself reaching for it constantly, especially when you're managing multiple services and need to isolate which one is actually throwing errors. The newsletter also recommends using tail-f on the cleared log to immediately see new entries, which pairs perfectly with this trick.
That's HomeLab Highlights for Friday. Until next time, happy hosting!